Judge Barrett's impact could be felt right away. There are major election disputes awaiting immediate action by the Supreme Court from the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Both concern the date by which absentee ballots may be accepted. Soon after, she will confront a docket studded with major cases on Mr. Trump's policies, not to mention a potential challenge to the election results that the president had cited as a reason he needed to full a full complement of justices before November 3rd. Coming up quickly are challenges related to the Affordable Care Act, signature Trump administration immigration plans, the rights of same-sex couples, and the census. The court is also slated to act soon on a last-ditch attempt from Mr. Trump's personal lawyers to block the release of his financial records to a grand jury in Manhattan. No Supreme Court justice is a certain vote, and Judge Barrett pledged during her confirmation hearings to be an independent mind, but she is widely viewed by both parties as a judge in the mold of Justice Scalia, her mentor, who would rule consistently in favor of conservative positions. A jubilant Mr. Trump, working to bolster his flagging re-election campaign, held an unusual swearing-in ceremony shortly after the vote on Monday night on the White House lawn. She is one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land, Mr. Trump said. Justice Clarence Thomas administered the oath to Judge Barrett, who chose him for the occasion. "It is the job of a judge to resist her policy preferences," she said, after thanking the president and top Senate Republicans. It would be a dereliction of duty for her to give into them. A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her. Afterward, Mr. Trump escorted Judge Barrett to the Truman balcony, where they posed, and he waved to the hundreds assembled on the lawn below as patriotic music played. It was a scene more befitting a political rally than the installation of a Supreme Court justice.